Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Steve Dan bringing this back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Charles Whelan, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, senior lecturer and policy fellow with the Rockefeller Center at Dartmouth College. Dr. Whelan is the author of Naked Economics, Undressing the Dismal Science, and the new book, 10 and a half things no commencement speaker ever said. I read one of those while earlier in the segment. I'm going to read another one. Some of your worst days lie ahead. I love that book. I love your new book, Charles. So we're talking, folks, with Charles about blockchains and distributed ledger networks. Now, you've been hearing me talk about this, and Charles, I told the audience in the beginning, I'm going to talk more and more about this. It's going to be more and more of my programming because I believe that in our lifetime, we may not talk as much about Bitcoin, the brand of Bitcoin, but I do believe that we will, that blockchains and distributed ledgers will increasingly become part of our life. And I like to remind people, all Bitcoin is blockchain, but not all blockchain is Bitcoin. Go ahead.
Well, I think that's exactly right, because if it gets too tied up with the cryptocurrencies, then people will look past the great technology.
Yeah.
I mean, in some ways, the blockchain is kind of like the Internet. It's just a tool. And if you focus obsessively on the tool or on a bad use of the tool, you know, if someone sends you a bad poem by email on the Internet and you say, well, the Internet doesn't seem to have much value. Look how bad this poem is.
Mm-hmm.
You've totally missed the point. But the point is, think of all the other things you can do with the Internet, irrespective of this lousy poetry, which happened to be one use that somebody found for one piece of this really powerful tool.
So think about a network that you and I, Charles, and a million other people subscribe to, and maybe a billion people, maybe 6 billion people subscribe to this network. And we record, we verify a transaction, and immediately it's established in a million or a billion locations. And so nobody can mess with that, because in order to change anything, they'd have to change a million things. Right?
Right. I mean, one way to
think
about it.
And so that way you can't corrupt an existing record, like, for example, the title to a car.
That's a very good example. I mean, one way to think about it is this widely distributed safety deposit box, where everybody's got the public key to the safety deposit box, and you need them all, and then you've got the private key that also gets you in, and therefore you can't have one person abscond with your public key. But I think I like your land title example better. It's just that there is a certain security in having this information distributed so widely. It does protect you from despots, from loss, from other things that traditionally threaten any kind of a more authoritarian or more hierarchical way of keeping records or managing things.
Right. But if you let your mind wander with this, which is what I've been doing for the last few months to try to get my head around this thing, if you let your mind wander with this, you can see how the blockchain distributed ledger infrastructure, the technology and the infrastructure and the subscription to it, you and I subscribing to this, Charles, and accepting it and again being committed to it, all of that makes this useful for contracts, for a lot of different. It's just so many different things that it could be used for. One of the things that concerns me, though, is they talk about the people who are the real experts in this, the people who spend all their days on this, Charles. they talk about it being open and transparent. And so, Mike, what I'm still a little confused about is what if you don't want it to be? What if you want it to be confidential? Does that take another? Does that take another network?
I don't think so. My understanding is that as long as there's a private key associated with some things, the network can maintain the information,
right?
And it can be publicly held, but not publicly accessible. So Bitcoin is a pretty good example. So the public network keeps track of different Bitcoin transactions, but they don't know who's making those transactions, and nobody can move the money around without this private key.
So I could own six keys that show that I would have in my possession for six Bitcoins. And it would be the network would know that somebody owns those six, and they can't. It's immutable; nobody can mess with it. But they wouldn't necessarily know that I owned it.
Correct. That's my
understanding. If I came forward into the marketplace with one of those keys, it would be accepted because they knew it was a good one, and only then would they discover that it was me.
Correct. Now it does depend on the quality of the initial software. I mean, someone's got to set this up.
Right.
And that's far beyond my purview. It also means if you lose your key, it's no
right.
better than losing a $100 bill. It's gone.
Right.
I mean,
right.
that's, you know, you can't have anonymity and a backup because the backup suggests somebody knows you've got it.
And it also puts the exposure of this whole system to a collapse of the electronic world.
Yeah, or hacking.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course, the hacking part, that's the harder part, I think. I think that's one of the good things about this is how do you hack something that's distributed over 1,000? Of course, the hacking of the system, you're right about that, but not the transaction itself. You couldn't
right.
hack the transaction because it's in a million places. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Dr. Charles Whelan after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.